since I've heard that music, since you guys have heard that music on a regular basis, right? Welcome back to the Bryant Land Show. I'm so glad to be back, man. Thank y'all for taking the time, tuning in, seeing what we got going on here, man. Hey, I'm back, man. I've been gone for a while. Like I said, 14 months. You guys seen the promo. 14 months, man, is something that's been like ringing in my head for a while. But, you know, it's time to pick this thing back up, try to, you know, pick up some steam, pick up from where we left off, do some things differently as well, you know, not come back doing the same old, same old. So, man, I've had a lot of time to reflect, to think about, you know, all kind of different things. Think about, you know, the way that I want to take this podcast, the way I want to take this brand, like just doing stuff, you know, to make an impact, to build a brand and affect lives and, you know, all that good stuff, man. Like I said, 14 months is a lot of time to just think about things and try to figure out, you know, what to do, what's your next move, you know, what you want to do next, like all that kind of stuff, man. So, like I said, I'm just glad to be back. I'm just glad, you know, hopefully you guys are hearing this. People are listening. People are coming back, you know, to the podcast. And like I said, man, I'm just thankful, you know, that I'm glad that I could get back in the saddle, you know. We're gonna address a few things today. So this first episode, you know, is just like trying to make sure that I'm riding the bike, you know what I'm saying? Not gonna fall off. Getting back on the horse, whatever analogy or whatever you want to use. I just want to make sure, you know, that I still got it, still kind of know what I'm doing. I got some different things going on. Not only can you listen to the podcast, you know, on Apple, Spotify, you know, iTunes for some of y'all, whatever the platform, you know, Pocket Cast, you know, Google, you still can hear the podcast on all of that. But in addition, you can go to the Bryantland YouTube page, and I'm doing video for the podcast now. So like when I have guests and stuff, you guys will be able to watch, you know, you'll be able to, you know, watch the podcast on YouTube. You know, a lot of podcasts are doing that now, recording video. Matter of fact, even before I stopped podcasting, there were a lot of podcasts that were already doing video. So, you know, got that going on. So, you know, if you want to see this handsome face, I've always hated the word handsome, by the way. I always thought, you know, little boys in Easter suits, that's what you use to describe handsome. You know, I'm a grown man. I'm fine. I'm sexy. But, nah, anyway. No, you can actually watch the podcast now. So, as well, like I said, is listen to it in the spaces where you are already listening to it. But man, and I'm going to repeat myself a lot doing this. I know y'all going to be like, well, dang, it seems like he's just talking in circles and talking in circles. I mean, first of all, like I said, I'm just happy that I finally got the motivation to do this again. You know, that wasn't always the case. And you know, shout out if you've been listening to my podcast, before I kind of took the break or whatever, there's two people that really pushed me and was kind of nudging me to come back and, you know, do this thing and pick it back up and, you know, get it going again. And that's, you know, Antonio Marsh from Hunting with the Marshes. He's been on the podcast many times. You guys can go back in the archives and check it out. As well as Jason from Rain Outdoors. Those guys really like just pushed me and then let me back up. Antonio was kind of more like, hey, you know, whenever you're ready, do what you do. Like, even, you know, don't rush it. Like, you know, whatever. Jason was more like, hey man, we gonna pick that microphone up. Like he was really kind of like the nudge. Like, hey, you know, streets is calling you. That's why, you know, just he's so New York, you know, he's just like, hey man, the streets is calling you. Like, you need to pick up that microphone and get back. It's like, when are you gonna pick up that microphone? Well, whether you're listening on, like I said, Apple or whatever, wherever you're listening to the podcast at, or you watch it on YouTube, I've picked back up the microphone, literally. Okay. Went back to the old blue. Like, if you're a real true Bryantland Show podcast listener, back when, you know, it was the Bryantland Country Podcast when I first started it, you'll know, like, my first episodes was recorded with this right here, old blue Yeti blue microphone. So, you know, shout out to Jason, shout out to Antonio, man, appreciate y'all. Shout out to everybody that sent me messages, DMs, whatever the case, comments. Like, when I finally went back online and opened up all that stuff, man, it was quite a few of y'all that was just kind of like, you know, hey, hope you're doing well, thinking about you, you know, whatever the case is. And like I said, I really just appreciate that, man. I know it might have seemed like, you know, I was ignoring those, or, you know, I didn't respond like right away or whatever, but truly, really, really appreciate the fact, you know, that people took time and wanted to know, you know, like, what was going on or was checking and all this other stuff, man. So, you know, a lot of love, a lot of gratitude for y'all, man. I appreciate it. So just kind of back up, cover what happened. If you don't know, like, if you didn't see, like, the post obviously has been up for 14 months. I hadn't taken it down. Last April, my mom passed away. And I was kind of already starting to kind of get burnt out from doing the podcast, quite frankly. It was getting harder and harder to get guests. Really wasn't getting the guests, like, getting good response and stuff. The numbers where I wanted them wasn't really, you know, what I wanted them to be. So I was starting to get a lot of burnout because, I mean, and again, not woe is me or anything like that, but, I mean, you know, this podcast, this brand, like, all the content, everything, like, I do this, like, this is me. Like, you know, sometimes I have a little help from my kids, you know, sometimes I have a little help from, you know, different people here and there, but for the most part, this is a one-man operation, this is a one-man band. I don't always want it to be that way, but nevertheless, like I said, I was starting to get burnt out, and then starting to get burnt out from the podcast and just working the brand. Oh, by the way, my mom was sick, and then being a father, you know, doing the duties that come with that. And then, like I said, my mom was sick, and I was trying to take care, you know, her, still trying to book guests, still trying to get podcasts done and stuff. So it was ironic. The last podcast I recorded, was with Rain Outdoors, with Rain and Jason, right? You guys can go back and listen to it. It's Remy and Papoose. This was the title of the podcast, right? So, like, I did that, and when I recorded that podcast, I was sitting in a Hampton Inn in Florence, South Carolina, where my mom used to live, and recording that podcast, I was sitting, like I said, in that Hampton Inn after checking on my mom and making sure she was all right and making sure everything was good. I recorded that podcast with him. And if you go back and you listen to it, it's a wonderful podcast. You would never know that I had, like, all that stuff, you know, going on. I'm a, you know, relatively private person, you know, as I'm sitting here telling you all this stuff over a podcast medium. But like I said, I was dealing with that, and I recorded that episode, and literally, I think, like, a few days after I recorded that episode, my mom passed. So, you know, when I posted, the picture of me and my mom together, I'm just trying to pull it back up on my Instagram. Dadgummit. Oh, come on. It's the phone. It's what happens when you set up to record a podcast at almost 1 o'clock in the morning. But anyway, like I said, just calling it up. Bear with me. Hang on. Dead air. I know, right? No. So April 30th is when I posted the picture of my mom passing away. April 26th was the date that I dropped the last podcast. Like I said, with Rain and Jason. So, like I said, right after that, my mom passed, and just dealing with other, you know, I'm sure I'm not the only one, obviously, you know, plenty of people have dealt with the passing of a parent. And, you know, it was hard, you know, like my mom is now going on, my dad's going on. So, you know, like there are still days where I just look up and it's just like, dang, I am a grown man without any parents. Again, not the only one. And not, you know, woe is me or whatever, but I'm just telling you, you know, like this is some of the things that I was dealing with. So it, you know, last summer was kind of hard, you know, she passes, Mother's Day comes around. We had the funeral Mother's Day weekend, I think like that Friday. So, you know, I've buried my mom Mother's Day weekend. I buried my father on Father's Day weekend. When he passed back in 06. So just going through that, the last thing on my mind at that point was a brand or a podcast or, you know, anything like that. So, you know, I just took the time to step away. I really didn't have any motivation to want to come and do a podcast, want to come and do anything, you know, Bryantland related or anything like that. Like, I mean, man, that... You know, like I said, passing of a parent is something that'll take a lot out of you. But the interesting thing about that is while I wasn't podcasting, and while I had really no urge to podcast or to do anything brand related as far as like posting or anything like that, I did get myself together. I did do a lot of deer hunting last year. Matter of fact, before I started recording, I wanted to look at my book because I got a little book where I write down like every day while I go deer hunting and just kind of journal like what happened. You know, like I seen deer, didn't see deer. It was a good day, bad day, rain, sat in the blind, climbed a tree. You know, like all that stuff. Like I keep track of all that. And I think last year, during deer season, I think I maybe got out like 20, I think might have been 19, about 19, 20 times. I think I got out during the deer season from September to January here in Georgia. Didn't get a chance to hunt South Carolina last year, but I did, like I said, about 19, 20 times or so. In Georgia, managed to kill three does, no bucks, but you know that's the way that I hunt. You know, bow hunter, as you guys know, kind of lends itself to killing more does than it does, you know, big super trophy bucks. Like, you know, I'm a deer hunter. You know, if buck comes along, then I absolutely am going to take my chances. If it's a buck, you know, that I can take, but, you know, I'm not a buck hunter. I'm not a trophy buck hunter. You know, like all these crazy titles we get into, you know, like I'm a deer hunter. I bow hunt deer. That's what I do. That's what I enjoy. So ended up killing three does, got all three does on camera. I made a commitment to taking my camera out, with me on every hunt. So in the next little while, you know, you guys are going to see different videos, different pictures and stuff that I took while I was deer hunting. And the funny thing about it is, you know, like after last summer going through all that stuff, as far as like, you know, with my mom and dealing with that and whatnot, you know, I've had some other things, personal things that I'll get into in later podcasts that I was dealing with around also around that time, that during the summer. By the time September came around and it came down to deer hunting, it was actually therapeutic for me. You know, it was actually, I'd say it was a breath of fresh air. You know, especially there were days where I was sitting in the blind, even in the rain, just with the raindrops, being so close to deer, seeing deer with fawns and stuff. Like, you know, it was just, it was something that I always enjoyed since I've started doing it. But last year, it was really, deer season last year was really cool, really special for me, just because it finally gave me a chance to detox. It gave me a chance to kind of slow down. Cause you know, when you're out there in those blinds, you're kind of just sitting, waiting for things to happen, waiting on your opportunity. But it was just really a chance for me to just kind of relax, you know, do a lot of thinking, kind of get away. So deer season last year was kind of like my therapy. So, you know, like I said, once I got past the summer, deer hunted, got a lot of stuff on camera. You know, like I said, killed three does, got all three kills on camera. Pretty decent shots, if I may say so myself. Biggest deer in the world? No. But you know, I tell you what, they eat good. They eat real good. And we've had a good time going through them this summer. And I've been able to kill or been able to share some, you know, with friends and family. And they've enjoyed it. So, you know, those deer did not or have not gone to waste. There's a little bit left. But the cool thing is we're going to finish them off hopefully this summer, before the season comes back around. And then the chase again will be, you know, another cliche that I absolutely hate: fill the freezer. Yes, we're going to fill the freezer, you know, and all that good stuff. You know, side note, people say that, and right, I know, first AB3 tangent of the new podcast, well, of the new old podcast. You know, people say fill the freezer. Man, I don't know. Well, there are some people that I know. Like here in Georgia, we got a 10 doe, 2 buck limit, right? So you can kill 10 does or 2 bucks. That's the limit here in the state of Georgia. And I know, you know, there are people that, and I know them, you know, that hunt deer, take full advantage of that 10 doe limit. You know, they 7-10 does or whatever, because they don't eat any kind of beef or anything like out of the grocery store, right? So, you know, they kill enough deer to last them from deer season to deer season. There are people like that. Totally respect it. Totally understand. More people I know are everyday Joe Schmoes, got a job, 9-to-5, either single, married, shacking up, whatever. You know, they go to the grocery store, they buy, you know, your beef, your chicken, whatever, and then they supplement with deer meat. My point to that is that when people always say, well, oh, I got to kill these deer, I got to fill the freezer. You know, it's more cliche, because there are going to be times where I'm going to want a steak, Angus, dry aged, whatever the case is. And I'm going to go down to the Kroger, right down here, not far from where I live. And I'm going to go get a dry aged steak, or I'm going to go get a steak, you know, and I'm going to have that to go with my deer meat. Like I'm going to go with, you know, I'm going to still go to the grocery store. I'm still grocery shopping. I'm still part of, you know, like normal society now. You want to get in doomsday preppers and all this other stuff. And well, what's going to happen, you know, when the meat prices skyrocket and all this other stuff. Hey, man, I totally get it. But like, just stop with the, like, well, I got to fill the freezer. You know, like, we get it. Enjoy it. Do what you want. I mean, do, you know, what makes you happy. But anyway, just one of the many pet peeves that will probably come out over the course of time of me doing the podcast. So people are just like, oh, I got to feel the freezer. Or, you know, or when people start qualifying, you know, like, well, it wasn't the biggest deer in the woods. Well, you shot it, right? That's the other thing, too. Y'all, since I've been gone, I cuss like a sailor, okay? And I got to tone down the color commentary when I'm recording because I know, you know, y'all got youngins that like my podcast and listening, and I want to set a good example. So, you know, a lot of times if you hear me, it's kind of like the old Bill Cosby joke. Can I even reference Bill Cosby? Of course I can reference Bill Cosby jokes. It's my show. But it's like the old Bill Cosby joke. It's like, you know, like your father doesn't want to cuss, and so he sounds like an idiot. It's like, well, do I? It's like, Dad, gum flip it. But yeah, so there are going to be times where, like, it's going to come out, and I'm going to say something that clearly is probably not going to be coherent or make any sense, but it's because I'm trying to tone down the color commentary because I know, like I said, you got youngins and whatnot listening. And some people, you know, they just, you know, don't want to hear all that. But anyway, second AB3 tangent, if you guys are keeping score. And we're not even 20 minutes in. So how about that? But anyway, I'm back. Thank you. Thank you very much for all your support. Please continue to support the brand. Make sure you're watching the podcast on YouTube when you got time. I'm actually watching more podcasts on YouTube. Like, well, put it like this. I have the YouTube going and I'm listening to the podcast, like while I'm working out or like while I'm driving and stuff like that. But you know, I started doing video podcasts because not only is, you know, you got to keep up with the trends and stay relevant and all that other good stuff, but it would also give you guys a chance just to see me, and my guests and just, you know, our interaction. Sometimes you know, obviously you can hear the interactions when you're just listening to the podcast, but there are times where, you know, hand gestures or laughs or just crazy looks when you ask a question or something like that. So, you know, I want you guys to be able to enjoy the experience, see that and enjoy it. Enjoy everything that comes along with that. So, like I said, thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys, you know, some of you guys checking up on me, wanting to know, you know, where I've been and all this other stuff. So, really, really appreciate that. While I've been gone, notice that a lot of other podcasts have been popping up. You know, they are coming out of the yin yang. You know, shout out to folks that are getting into podcasting and want their voice heard. I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, people have told me that while I was gone, it's like, we miss your voice. Like, we just miss, you know, you bringing whatever it is you bring as a podcaster, whether it's talking, you know, hunting, fishing, shooting, things of that nature, or whether, you know, it's just like shooting a breeze and letting other folks tell their story. Apparently there's a decent amount of y'all that actually enjoy, you know, the way that I podcast and the way that I do that. And, you know, I'm always appreciative of that, but there are new podcasts out. So shout out to those folks. I know for some people, they look at it as like a competition. Oh, I'm got to compete for listens and all this other stuff and all that, man. We just going to do us over here. You know, me and my guests, we're going to do us. We're going to talk about hunting. We're going to talk about fishing. We're going to talk about, you know, boats and other stuff. The podcast is going to evolve a little bit. Like, it's not just going to be, you know, hunting, fishing, deer hunting, duck hunting, and stuff. I mean, like, one of the things while I've been gone and seeing different podcasts pop up and then seeing different brands, different people, you know, starting different ventures in the outdoors and whatnot, there's a decent list of folks that I wanted to talk to and I'm reaching out to and I want to bring on. And they're going to come from different disciplines. You know, we're going to expand a little bit. We're going to include more of the outdoor lifestyle. So whether that's like people that are hunting, whether that includes, you know, like I said, fishing, deep sea fishing. There's a couple of people that deep sea fish that I'm reaching out to that I want to try to get on. Hiking, people that are bringing folks in to the outdoors, whether it be like groups that are bringing more women, bringing more Black women into the outdoors, whether it be, running, hiking, shooting sports, gun ownership, hot button issue always in the country, especially with the recent events. You know, we don't really do a whole lot of political jibber jabber on this show, but I do want to talk to a lot of these new gun tubers that have popped up that I've been looking at. I've already got one interview in the bag with one that's going to be coming up here in a couple of weeks. Nikita Gordon from Cute and Cocky, she came on the show, she sat down, so we're going to drop that here in a couple of weeks. There are some other gun tubers that I'm looking at, and hopefully the word will get to them, and I'll send emails and reach out to them and try to get them on. Because I think that while, hunting, fishing was always going to be the core of Bryantland, especially with me always being, being a bow hunter, always going to have a soft spot and a fondness in my heart for bow hunters. But I just want to talk to interesting people, and I want people to tell their story. And in order to do that, we got to expand. We got to grow. So hopefully, like I said, I'm sending out feelers, sending out emails to different people. And, hopefully they'll respond. They'll get back, show love, come on here, have a kick, have a cool kick conversation, and want to be a part of this thing, man. I mean, I think I'm a pretty decent fella. I think I'm a pretty good interviewer. I still got some kinks to work out. I say a lot, but who doesn't when you're doing a one-man show and you're trying to get back in the saddle? But no, I hope that, like I said, I can get these folks on, have them come talk to you guys, or have them come talk to me so you guys can listen in on it. One other quick thing that I want to flash back to. So while I was getting ready to record this episode and I was listening to the last podcast that I did, like I said, with Rain and Jason from Rain Outdoors, Remy and Papoose is the title of that. You guys should go check it out if you have not. If you haven't listened to it, you should definitely go do that, along with all the other podcasts in the archives from the first run. So you guys definitely should go check all of that out. Appreciate it. Please and thank you. But the reason why I brought it back up, your boy is a prophet, okay? Let's just call it like it is, straight down the middle, all right? I'm a prophet. I wish I could use my power for good, like predicting lottery numbers. That would really be great. That would really be helpful. But when I say I'm a prophet, I'm going to call it up again on the old teleophonio, the cell phone, which apparently does not like my fingers when I enter in my passcode. Either way, if you've been keeping up, and the reason why I say I'm a prophet, if you look at the last post I made about this, and I told Jason this the other day when he and I were talking. So it's always a pleasure to talk to these two. I predict by the end of the year, they will be major faces in the outdoor industry. This was April 26, 2021. Fast forward to 2022. They have over 350,000 frickin' followers on TikTok. I have currently two because I'm just starting my TikTok. Shout out to Bryantland at Official Bryantland on TikTok. Please go and follow again. Please and thank you. But yeah. I'm a prophet, man. I predicted that. I wish there was a prize for that. I know a lot of people are probably going to listen to this and go like, well, like you want a cookie? No, I don't want a cookie. Like I said, I wish I could use my powers to predict lottery numbers. But man, those two are killing it. And there's no affiliation. we've collabed, like I said, on podcasts and stuff, but those guys, they're doing their own thing. They are killing it. They, you know, got different major outdoor brands behind them. Their content is awesome because it's authentic. It's them. They're not, you know, trying to be somebody who they're not. And the only reason why I'm shouting it out is because, like, through talking to different people doing this, you know, you meet, you know, really genuine, just good folks, just good people. And I predicted it then. It's coming to fruition now. I would like to sit here and say by this time next year that this podcast is going to be one of the bigger podcasts in the outdoor industry. I don't know if my own prophecy and predictions work on myself, but there it is. It's out in the air. Bryantland Show Podcast, one of the biggest, baddest, top podcasts in the outdoor industry. People will know the name Bryant. Just like I said in the promo, people will know the name Bryantland. People will know the name of AB3. So by this time next year, more people will be knowing who, what the Bryantland brand is, and know AB3 and the Bryantland Show Podcast. Which brings me to another semi small tangent. The promo, which I've gotten feedback on as well. And again, if you hadn't seen the promo, it's all over my Instagram. And it's on YouTube as well, the Bryantland YouTube. You guys really need to go subscribe to the Bryantland YouTube channel if you have not done it already. You know, I'm gonna plug the crap out of my stuff, okay? Shamelessly, by the way. So at Official Bryantland on Instagram, at Official Bryantland on TikTok, and Bryantland on YouTube and Facebook. So make sure you you guys are following and all over that. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, so the promo. I shot that promo in one night, one man band style. Did a couple of takes, but I got a couple of people just like saying, like, well, why? Like, you look so angry. You look so mad. Like, first of all, no, not angry, not mad. There was, like I said, in the promo, if you go back and you listen to the promo, there's a point where I said, you know, like, I was listening to someone talking about our podcast. And it was clear, at least to me, that they were talking about our podcast. And, you know, it was just like, oh, it escapes, you know, the name escapes me. I can't think of who it is and, you know, whatnot. And so that is the part of the genesis for that promo. Also, what people really close to me know, but a lot of you listening may not know, I'm a huge wrestling fan. I am a huge professional wrestling fan, more so AEW right now than WWE, which are the two major wrestling companies in America. Steve Austin is probably my favorite wrestler of all time, but there's a guy in AEW, All Elite Wrestling, words are hard, right now, whose name is Eddie Kingston, the Mad King. And I will probably wear one of his t-shirts while I'm recording the podcast here in future episodes. But that was basically a wrestling promo. And a couple of people that I've talked to got it, understood it. And then there were a few people who were just like, well, why are you so angry? What are you angry about? Like, no, not angry. Couple compliments that I got a couple of times was just like, man, that thing fired me up. Like, I was just ready to just like run through a wall and all. Great. That's what I wanted it to do. I wanted people to be energized and people to be charged up about these next episodes of the Bryantland Show podcast, about this whole next run, if you will, to use another wrestling term, the next run of Bryantland Show podcast. I want people to be excited about it. So basically, I cut a wrestling style promo. Now, coming up down the road, you may get a few more what I call promos, just for stuff that we got going on, or just stuff about the podcast, or whatever the case is. So, you know, that was the genesis of that promo. That's what fueled that promo. So again, if you hadn't seen it, go to my YouTube page, check it out. Go, it's on, like I said, it's on YouTube, it's on Facebook, it's on Instagram. Excuse me. Dang, I got the hiccups. It's on my Instagram. Go check out the promo. You know, I'm very proud of it. It was kind of like my first little foray to dipping my toe back in the water and doing stuff. So go check it out. Again, please and thank you. Looking ahead to upcoming podcasts. Like I said, we're going to step out of the hunting fishing box, so to speak. Not just hunters, not just fishermen, not just, you know, folks, you know, just doing from the hunting and fishing aspect, but more of the outdoor lifestyle. Like, I want to get some master grillers on, like people that barbecue, you know, like those kind of things, those kind of people, people from, you know, like I said, the shooting sports world. Like, I want to try to get those folks on. The podcast currently, or in this new current form, will drop every 2 weeks. So I'll put this out as I'm recording. This will come out on July 5th when you're listening to it. It should be on the 5th of July if everything goes well. Technical difficulties have really been a pain in my butt since I've gotten back into this. But July 5th will be the first one, and then we'll go 2 weeks later, 19th, should be the episode with Nikita Gordon from Cute and Cocky, and then the 20th, after that, that'll roll us into August, and then we'll kind of see where we go there. We'll kind of see what happens from there. There are going to be some episodes where, again, it's just going to be me going on little tirades, little rants, or just speaking on stuff that I've seen in the outdoor industry since I've been gone. One of the things that I'm definitely going to touch on at some point is the whole Michael Wydell Realtree thing. You know, like, where are the black people in hunting? I can't wait to record that podcast. I did see that while, you know, I was on my sabbatical, if you will, if that's what you want to call it. I absolutely have some thoughts about that. So I'm going to touch on that, like I said, and just sending out emails, reaching out to people, trying to get different guests on that are not only entertaining, but informative as well. There's a lot going on in this outdoor lifestyle. A lot of black folks doing really, really cool things. And not only just black folks, black and brown, Asian, you know, like if you go to our Instagram page and you look at Bryantland, you know, it's bringing diversity to the outdoors. And that is still going to be our mission, right? That's still, you know, as a media brand, that's what we want to do. You know, people always talk about the media this and the media that and the media agenda and blah, 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 and blame the media and the media, 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 yada, yada, yada. Over here, we definitely are the media. We are not the big bad media that, you know, people try to make other media outlets to be. I don't know if we're part of the new media, so to speak. You know, I've heard if you follow, you know, pro sports or whatever, I've heard Draymond Green say that, you know, the new media or whatever. I really don't know what that is. We're going to do us over here. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do us. I'm going to talk to people. There are going to be some people, hopefully, if they say yes and they come on, that might not fit everyone's taste buds. Okay. There are going to be people that might have a difference of opinion or a different thought process about certain things. But, you know, my goal, like I said, diversity in outdoors, hear what these folks are talking about, So there are going to be times where I'm probably going to get folks, hopefully, like I said, again, if they say yes, they're probably going to raise the eyebrows. Like, wow, why would you want to talk to him? Like, why would you want to talk to her? Why would you want to talk to them? It's because at some level, I think they're interesting, and I think that they would make a good podcast. So we're going to see, man. I'm excited. I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to start doing this podcast again. Like I said, I just really need the guests that I reach out to hit me back so we can set stuff up, record these interviews, and I can push them out, get them out to y'all, and y'all can enjoy them, hopefully stir up some conversation, stir up some talk. But again, I'm going to wind this thing down now. It's almost 1:30 in the morning. I really can't stress enough how much I appreciate y'all. Thank you all for reaching out. Tell somebody else about the Bryantland Show. It's back. The podcast is back. You can look at the show on YouTube. Let people know, man. Go follow Bryantland on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. And then one of the other things, too, that, you know, especially if you look at the Instagram bio, you know, AB3 is a nickname of mine. But in the bio, it says, you know, my name is not Bryant. And it's not. It's one of the things I hate. My last name is Bryant. Bryantland is the brand. My name is Adam. I have people that would be like, hey, Bryant, hey, Mr. Bryantland, and blah, blah, blah. Like, I get it. I appreciate it. But Bryantland is the brand. AB3 is me. And we'll see y'all next week on another episode of the Bryantland Show. Appreciate y'all. Please and thank you.